What do you get when you combine simplified practice marketing, proven ROI strategy, and Van skate shoes? You get Mark Thackeray, of course. So lace up, grab your green smoothie, and get ready, because this is Dental Marketing Secrets, and this is Mark.
Welcome back, my friends. Another episode of the Dental Marketing Secret Podcast is coming your way, episode number 27. This show is all about providing you with marketing value, things that you can take and apply immediately to grow your practice, because I want to help you serve more patients and leave a greater impact, because that is what it's all about, my friends. This is the time to do that, especially. There are so many people that need that type of leadership right now. It's a tremendous opportunity, seriously. My name is Mark Thackeray. As always, a pleasure to be with you. I hope you're enjoying your day. We're going to have a short, quick tip in this episode. And this is all about Instagram's a couple of new features that just came out. In particular, it's pinned comments. Okay, and to give you a little background, Instagram has recently developed a few new features in hopes to help you combat some of the negative comments, even the bullying that takes place on its platform. So specifically, it's come out with a few different things, such as being able to delete comments in bulk. Okay, you can also restrict accounts of those that are repeat offenders, those people that, for whatever reason, have you on their list of people to target and want to make your life miserable on social media and always showing up, always posting negative things. You can actually restrict their accounts now, block them from your feed and from posting. And you can even choose who can mention or tag you. Okay, so now you have control over that as well. And then the last thing, which is what we're going to dive in deeper today, is the ability to pin comments to the top of your comment thread. So when I say pin comments, that means to select a comment and that will appear first at the top of your comments section, okay? So one thing to remember is you can't pin your own comment. You can't, because a lot of times, you know, if you do a post, sometimes you'll do a comment post that has the hashtags or something else, or you'll just clarify something. You cannot pin your own comment, but you can be very strategic about this and choose other comments that help, you know, engage a conversation, help answer a frequently asked question, or it could be a testimonial, perchance, of someone who's a patient who's standing up and saying, yes, I had a tremendous experience. So those are some great ways. But first, let's talk a little bit about why comments matter. Okay, so comments are important on Instagram because of the following things. They allow you to build and foster relationships. Okay, so as you are interacting with your patients or with your audience, it builds that relationship. You're starting to connect with them on a deeper level and really begin that conversation back and forth, right? And that's what's so cool about social media, is that you have this ability to engage in a dialogue. Okay, it's not just a one-way medium, TV, radio, direct mail, those sorts of things where that's a directional dialogue, okay? This is two-way. Social media is two-way and allows for feedback and comments, clarification, that sort of thing. In addition to that, you know, building relationships, it also, and this is one thing that I just absolutely love social media for, is it provides key insights into your patients and your audience and community. Okay, so now you're gleaning this information, better understanding who these people are, what they really care about, you know, what their feelings are, and really how to better serve them in the end. So powerful. You can get so much information from interactions and conversations on social that you just is so hard to do otherwise. Plus, comments allow you to answer questions. And like I mentioned before, to clarify anything that wasn't particularly well articulated in your first post. Okay. So it's that idea of engaging in conversation to help people understand where you're coming from and also to help understand where they're coming from. It also, comments are really neat because they demonstrate to your audience a readiness to engage. Okay. That you're actually open to communicating, that you don't have anything to hide, you know, and I love that feature because, as you know, if you've listened to my show for any length of time, I am a huge proponent of patient education, of providing value up front and helping people just to help people, you know, showing up with value before you ask for any type of contribution, you know, financial time, whatever that may be, before you ask for that. Okay. Because I'm a big believer, call it karma, but I think it shows, it demonstrates that you are a leader and an authority figure in the industry because you're willing to go out on a limb and educate people and to at your own time expense, right? To share your thoughts, to share your experience in hopes that people will then be able to find a better experience down the road. Okay. And again, the primary reason for these pinned comments, for this new feature and some of those other features I mentioned earlier is to really combat the negative comments that are surfacing, that people tend to leave. And this, man, and right now with people emotionally bottled up, it does not take much for people to get triggered, for people to lash out on something that is really insignificant in the long term. But it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. Right now, there's so many people that are overwhelmed emotionally and don't know how to express or control their emotions, that this could happen. They could really unleash on a post of yours, you know? And so this is a very timely feature that has come out. And I think a lot of people can make use of this. Okay. But it's the goal again, is to just combat some of that negativity, to allow you to really diversify and in this case, strategically position comments that are, you know, engage conversation or that answer questions or that, you know, corroborate what you're trying to promote. Okay. So hopefully that makes sense. But now, so I like to just kind of look at it like, okay, so instead of, what happens, let me back up a second. But what happens sometimes is that, so you'll do a post and the first person to chime in is a detractor, you know, is this person who's belittling what you're saying, who's derogatory in his or her remarks. And then as a result, that person, you know, that comment is the first one that you see for everyone else who's coming afterwards. That's the first comment you see after your post. And that can have a very adverse effect on the influence of your message, you know? And so now what this feature does, what pinning these comments does, is it allows you to really be more strategic in how you do this to avoid that situation. But also to provide tools to allow you to make a better experience, to create a better experience overall. Okay. So here's a couple of ways that you can do this. Here's a couple of my recommendations for how to utilize this new feature. So I alluded to pinning testimonials. So if you have patients that chime in, that's a great way to utilize this new feature. And what's really cool is if you have a very active audience of patients, especially patients, you can pin up to three different comments, and that could really build your case through your patients, you know, have them through social proof address the different aspects of particular treatment, for example. So let's say that you're promoting wisdom teeth extraction, right? And imagine just for a second, just imagine how persuasive your post could be if you were able to pin three separate comments from three different patients, all of whom are talking about their amazing experience with wisdom teeth removal. I mean, just imagine that for a second. The first one chimes in and says, "Oh, I didn't feel a thing. Everything was very, very comfortable." Second person answered all my questions beforehand, never felt rushed to go into treatment. You know, that's the second comment. And the third one, you know, able to schedule right away. And Dr. T was followed up with me the next day to make sure I was recovering well. You know, I mean, those, holy cow, they have just really sold wisdom teeth for you in essence by answering a lot of those frequently asked questions through a testimonial. Very, very, very powerful. And hopefully you can start to see how influential this can be. Okay. And obviously the first thing that you need to do is have an active, engaging audience on your Instagram feed. Okay. So you need to be able to, one, have people that follow you so that they're seeing some of your posts, but you also need to be putting together content that's engaging. Okay. And that is a topic for another day. I am going to do a deep dive on that because social media, and especially social media engagement, is it's so popular. People need dramatic help with that, and they want help with that. So I'll be diving into that in a later episode, but that is a great way to use pinned comments. Another great way to use pinned comments is by highlighting frequently asked questions. Okay. So I alluded to that before, But this is a great way to preempt phone calls and messages to the office and really to help educate patients about the overall procedure so that they can feel comfortable and they can make the best decision possible. Okay, because if they have questions lingering in their mind, they are either they're not going to take action. If they don't have those questions answered, they're likely not going to do anything at all. So let's take common treatment, teeth whitening. Okay, so common questions could be, how long does it last? Or maybe, can I do this at home? Or does insurance cover teeth whitening? So imagine that in your feed, those are showing up in your feed, and maybe they're the 7th or 10th comment. So you get a dozen comments and these are all scattered throughout. But then you go through and you pin those ones to the top and it shows the question and then it shows your response right beneath that. And then it goes to the second question, can I do this at home? And it shows your response beneath that. And the third question, likewise. Isn't that cool? I mean, it's kind of like a little Q&A session, sales letter, really, for your treatment. You know, it helps people, again, answer those questions that they're asking, whether they're asking directly to you or they're asking out, you know, in their heads. Those questions are still need to be answered, okay, for them to take action. Another great use of these pinned comments, this pinned comment feature, is to encourage conversations, okay, to further increase engagement. And you can be very playful with this. And that's, let me just make a note on that. When you're working on social media, when you're posting on social media, you want your content to look like it belongs on that medium. Okay, so for social, if you were to go, just take a minute, go through your Instagram feed, go through your Facebook feed, whatever you're posting to, look at the type of content that people are posting. Is it professional? Is it grammatically correct? Is it always showing the people in their best light? No, it's not. It's very, it's very colloquial. It's very unpolished. It's very raw at times. And that's one of the reasons people love it, you know, is because it's not just one side, your perfectly polished face every single time. It's showing the real you, you know? I mean, it's showing you when you're, oh, I had the worst experience at the DMV today, you know, and people can relate to that. Okay. So that's a huge pro tip, is to try and mimic the content of the medium that you are marketing to. Okay. So in this case with social, you want it to be, generally speaking, you want it to be very personal. You want it to be familiar. You want it to be unpolished sometimes. You don't have to be grammatically correct. It does not have to be professionally written. You don't have to have professional images to go along with that. It could be a selfie. And that's a great example. Look at all the selfies out there. Most of them are horrible. You know, some of them, you can't even see the person's face because there's so much light in the background. You know, I mean, it's just, but that's the kind of thing you want to mimic to a certain degree so that when your post shows up, it blends right in. Okay. And people see that as, oh yeah, that's just normal person. That's someone that I know and want to engage with. Okay. But some great examples of, or some examples, I'll let you determine if they're great or not, but some great, some examples of ways to encourage that type of conversation to increase engagement. You could do things like asking questions are a great way. So, you know, share, what is your worst dental experience you ever had when you were a kid? When you were growing up, what was the worst thing that happened when you were going to see the dentist? And you could preface it by saying, hey, there's no judgment here at all. You know, and then you share your own worst experience to start. Okay. And that makes people feel comfortable to share their own. Or it could be something even easier. You want to reduce the friction to responding, you know, because maybe that previous example, some people feel like, oh, that's going to take too much time. So you could make it even simpler for them and could do something like this. You could include a fill in the blank phrase like, you know, when I hear the word dentist, I think of blank. Or the best thing about going to the dentist is blank. That makes it super easy for someone to just type in one word and comment and engage. But it can also give you a lot of great insight, right? I mean, if you're asking people, you know, what's the first thing they're thinking about when they hear the word dentist? And some of them are saying anxiety or nasty smells or, you know, I mean, that could give you great insight as to, okay, these are challenges that they're facing. Or that they love it. They love that feeling of having clean teeth. You know, those are things to log away and remember so that you can touch on those later on. Those are hot buttons for people. Okay. Very, very cool, powerful way to do that. So those are a couple of different examples. I mentioned using them as testimonials, frequently asked questions, engaging in conversation. So, and there's going to be some creative uses that come out of this in the future. So we'll have to touch on that later on. But I also wanted to get into how you actually go about pinning your comments. So it's pretty simple, right? So if you go to your feed and you see a comment, you, depending on what device you have, if you have an iOS device, you are going to swipe left on the comment. And if you have Android, you simply tap on the comment and it will then display a couple of different options for you. So you can choose to report the comment, you can delete the comment, or you can pin the comment. And if you want to pin the comment, you simply tap the push pin icon and the comment will be pinned. I feel like I really have to enunciate that word, pinned. but a few things to note about this, okay? So I mentioned one of these before, but you cannot pin your own comment, okay? So one thing you could do, so if you have a personal account, you could personally comment on your business account, your business profile, okay? So that is, you can do that, and then you can pin that comment. Whether or not that's a good use of that depends. You know, I mean, I think if you're not getting any comments, then maybe that could be a good use. But if you're getting comments from patients or other people, it's better to use those comments, in my opinion. Okay. Another thing to remember is that you can pin up to 3 comments. Okay. So again, those first 3 comments could be ones that you strategically select to help either engage in conversation, to answer questions, to build your case through a testimonial or something else that you think of, okay? And then the last thing to make note of is that when you pin a person's comment, that person will receive a notification, okay? So it's similar to, you know, if you were to tag someone or mention someone in your post, they're going to receive a notification. That's kind of what they're going to see when you pin that person's comment. But outside of that, you guys, that is it. Like, it's super easy, but it can be very, very effective, sneakily effective, ninja effective when it comes to posting and to avoiding and combating some of that negativity that sometimes tends to surface on your social feeds. Okay. So that is it for today's quick tip episode, you guys. Thanks for joining us today on the Dental Marketing Secrets podcast. If you have any questions, if you have comments, if you have feedback, I would love to hear from you. I always love to hear from listeners. Simply contact us via our website at www.dentalmarketingsecretspodcast.com. Again, that's dentalmarketingsecretspodcast.com. And until next time, my friends, make it a great week. We'll see you soon.
Did you enjoy this episode of the Dental Marketing Secrets Podcast? Head on over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. And for more proven marketing strategies to grow your practice, visit PracticeRocket.net.